I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and conflicts of interest?
Nope.
Motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. We need to approve the hospital board meeting minutes. Just trying to pack it.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and policies, anything we need to know about the policies?
Not a lot of policies this month. Just kind of a few updates and dietary and HIM. Just nothing real major.
That disruptive manpower needed one, is that about COVID call or what is?
Yep, it's just if extra assistance would be needed.
What is it called?
Extra manpower needed. We use the plain language now, so.
Okay. Okay. Any motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's see, med staff, Dr. Goldham.
Last month, we met on the 21st. Key takeaways from that. Luke was talking about the Southwest Private Industry Council internship being offered. We've been working with the CAAH and RHC programs evaluation, and a slight update from that time. It was completed on February 6th. There's a new pharmacist, Emily Blair, was hired as a PRN to help with Kara when she's not available. Monica discussed some C-spine clearance, primarily through the ED, that being updated and looked into, and then Heather reported that the CLIA inspection for the lab went really, really well, and there's only one tiny thing that was found, and they got a lot of praise for that. In the clinic, Brooklyn reported, and we've been having some LPN students, just nursing, and then Blythe and Montana have been following Melanie and Tracy for advanced practitioner training.
I heard you had a pretty busy month.
It was, yeah, yeah. We found that out yesterday. We felt like it, though.
Busy. Do we need approval on that?
Nope, that's just information.
Placed on file.
We have appointments we need for all.
Privileges?
Yep, and so we did meet yesterday, and those five appointments were discussed, and no concerns were noted, and we do submit those for your approval, or with our recommendation for your approval.
Need a motion to approve the med staff appointments?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Finance, Robin.
Good morning. The statistics for the month of January, acute admissions, we had one more than last January at 17. Acute patient days, we had 52, which is 6 fewer than last year, or down 10%. Swing bed admissions, we had 7, which is 4 more than last January. Swing bed patient days, we had 75, which is an increase of 16 over last year, or a 27% increase. Observation patients, we had 13, which is 2 more than last year, or an 18% increase. OR patients, we had 28, which is double the amount of last January. ER patients, we had 142, which was down 10. Transfers to other facilities, we had 14, which is up 2, or a 17% increase. Ambulance runs were down 12 for the month. Clinic visits, we had 901, which is awesome. That was up 265 visits compared to last January, which is a 42% increase. Physical therapy, they were down 125 units for the month. Radiology was down 15, mammals were up 11, and then lab was up 373 tests.
How far are we out for physical therapy?
We're still taking new referrals, but just not as probably as much of the frequency as.
Okay. Are they able to get another person?
We haven't had any luck with recruiting a new person or a traveler at this point, so we're working, no active applications as we speak.
That's too bad.
Yep.
With the clinic visits way up, do we know if them are new patients or?
If you look at below the stat there, it'll say the new clinic patients, we have 38 new patients. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Luke said, "Saw everybody in Murray County."
Yeah.
Twice.
All right, and then moving on to the balance sheet. Our unrestricted cash at the end of January was $7.4 million. That is a decrease of $334,000 during the month. That decrease is due to we had 3 payrolls during the month of January. Plus, the majority of our insurance premiums are all due at one time in January, so we always get hit real hard in the month of January cash-wise because of that. And then our funded depreciation cash is at $2.5 million, so total cash is at $9.9 million. Days cash on hand is 208 days. That's down about 6 days compared to last month. Patient receivables, we're currently at $6.8 million. Of that, we expect to collect the net patient receivable amount of $3.6 million, which is about 53% of our total patient receivables. And then I just wanted to point out the prepaid expenses, they went up to $300,000, but that is because of all those insurance premiums that were paid. We expense those, even though we pay them, we expense them out over the whole year. And then down below, the due to third party, we're currently at $490,000. $80,000 we booked during the month of January. That's if we were to file the cost report for the month, we would owe back $80,000 is what we were projecting. There's not a lot of data in there yet, so that's kind of a rough estimate. As far as last year, we currently have about $210,000 booked as being owed back to Medicare. And then we always keep a $200,000 cushion in there just for any open years that haven't been reviewed or closed yet by Medicare. On the income statement, we had a good revenue month. We had gross revenues of just over $3 million. That is up $221,000 more than what we had budgeted. And it's up about $48,000 compared to last year. We just wanted to point this out. If you look at the RHC revenue, it's $490,000. Last year it was $561,000. So that doesn't really correlate with the number of visits. But I looked back, and we were behind on coding last year, so there was about $100,000 difference that didn't get coded until January last year. That was from 2023. Contractuals for the month are at $1.4 million. That's 47.2% of total gross revenue. We had budgeted 46.2%, so we're about 1% higher than what we had budgeted. And last year, we were at 47.1%, so very comparable to where to last year. Expenses for the month were at $1.5 million. That's $35,000 higher than what we had budgeted and $152,000 higher than last year. The supply item you'll see this year was $217,000 for the month compared to $146,000 compared to last year. I did look, lab supplies went up $23,000 for the month. About every 3 or so months, they order a large amount, and it just happened to fall in January this year. And then pharmacy costs, they had a large amount of drugs that they purchased too during the month, so that was up by 52,000 compared to last year. EBITDA was a positive $143,000 for the month. That's up $61,000 compared to what we had budgeted, but it is down $109,000 compared to last January. And then we showed a positive net income from operations of $46,708. That's $55,000 higher than what we had budgeted and $105,000 less than last January. We did show a positive net income for the month of $72,556. That's $39,000 better than what we had budgeted, but $106,000 lower than last January. Any questions on that?
What do you think the discrepancy was? Was it just because so much was billed differently last January? Or what am I missing?
For the revenue?
Yeah.
It was timing last year. So some of the revenue from last year is actually 2023 revenue, but it didn't get coded until 2024.
Expenses were pretty
high this year. Mm-hmm.
Versus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That would account for the vast majority of that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The interesting part is just the volume in the clinic. And, you know, last time or two times ago, I think we talked about that Epic report that that bell curves the coding by provider.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys using that yet or not yet?
I don't think Jordan's just got access
to it in the last couple of weeks, too.
Because I know that is just mm-hmm. eye-opening.
Okay.
For optimization of charges.
Okay.
You know, because it should be at a 3.5 anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look at that closer than there.
They mm-hmm. used to say 3, but now they slid it towards
yeah.
4.
Okay.
I just think that's kind of, sometimes you'll see a glaring discrepancy
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay. Yeah, and then like salaries too, you know, last year, we didn't have Dr. Goldhammer, he was in purchase services. We didn't have Dr. Sanchez, we didn't have Dan Walt, we didn't have Melanie, so that's part of the increase in salaries too this year. So the AR aging report, total AR days stayed the same at 71.3 days. Both PB and HB aging went up 0.6 days. There was no change in this AR and CPSI, and then the not released number is at 494,000. That was down $107,000 from last month. Charity care write-offs and bed debt transfers. We had $1,100 written off for charity care. Bad debt transfers were $370, and then we recovered $310. And then there's nothing for capital expenditures or a couple items to approve this month, and we had no purchases during the month of January.
They need approval.
Oh, it says, okay.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion to approve the finances.
Hold on a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Now I'll start.
Now.
My information's in there. I just wanted to highlight a couple items. So Jennifer Kirchner, our ambulance director, did receive, will be receiving an award for the Minnesota Stars of Life honoree. So this is through the Minnesota Ambulance Association, and it's one of their highest recognitions for EMS. So there will be a ceremony on March 18th in St. Paul that she'll receive her award. So just great recognition for Jenny, everything that she does for the ambulance. A lot of that was driven through the AVEL program and getting that all connected and just being a regional support for everybody else and all the other ambulances. So, great honor for Jenny there.
When that comes, you want to make sure that gets in front of the commissioners too?
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, and one more thing, you know the billboard that's out there we've talked about? That'd be a great billboard.
Like the highway billboard?
Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah. Can we celebrate her anyway?
Absolutely.
You know, I think that would be great. Other questions for the committee?
Under the quality section, the community health needs assessment, so that's every 3 years we go through that assessment to try to determine the current needs of the communities or the county. We work with Sanford to get that done, so you all should have received a link to hopefully complete that survey. We've sent it out to all the organizations throughout the county, all the cities, Kiwanis, Lions Club, all the school districts, anybody we can to try and get it filled out. We want as many folks to fill it out, public health as well. So it's open for about 60 days, and then once that gets done, they'll compile all the results, and then they kind of, we'll have a community meeting to kind of talk about that. Usually it's done online with Sanford, but anybody that filled out the survey will be invited to that to share the results and then kind of the action planning steps after that. So usually it's June, July, about the time we get that done. But we'll see what those results show and if there's been any changes over the last 3 years. And then we're continuing to work on the COOP plan, so that's Amber and the department managers. And really what that's designed to do is if we would have an event that, you know, let's say a tornado would hit the hospital and we would need to alter our operations, what does it take to still meet our critical needs? How can we still operate the emergency room? How can we still offer inpatient services? And it would be designed as a kind of a piece of paper or a binder that if I needed to go into the kitchen and do whatever is needed in the kitchen, it could be done. So that's really what the goal of that program is. So we've got it in place. It just needed to be updated and kind of moved forward. So working through that process. Master planning continues. So we completed our third session. And in this fourth session, they're hoping to do sometime probably the end of March or beginning of April, they would like to have a strategic planning meeting with the board just to kind of review where we're at, kind of what the numbers look like, what their ideas are, and just make sure everybody's kind of on the same page. So once those dates get out, I'll send them out to you guys to see if we can get that on your agendas. And I think it's been a good process so far. It's been more maybe idea generation, and now we're getting down to the nuts and bolts of what we can afford or what the cost of certain things are, which is, it's kind of crazy when you start throwing numbers to it. So, but I think it's been a great exercise, and hopefully it'll give us kind of that roadmap to look out into the 20 years of what the numbers show demand's going to be, what we feel the community needs, and then also what the community needs. So I think it's going to be a good opportunity to get that all out. Waystar is a new program that our HIM department's going to be using. It's for our prior authorization process. So we're hoping it makes that more streamlined and efficient. Right now, it is a lot of paper-based and still faxing and those types of things, and it's gonna move more online. So we're hoping that'll make that process more efficient moving forward. And then just wanted to bring your attention to, it'll be our 75th anniversary next February. So we're gonna be working on a celebration. The February 1st was the anniversary of our first patient that we welcomed into the hospital. So we're using that as our date. There's a few different dates out there of when bonds were approved and that kind of stuff, but we're gonna take when the first patient came into the hospital. So, and then it's not on my report, but late last week, did get the notice from Dr. Klingler that he's going to be retiring. So it's in his contract that there's a 90-day notice, so we're kind of working through the specifics of that, but we'll have a definitive date. And just really appreciate Dr. Klingler's 7+ years here. He's worked through a lot of different situations and has been a great resource for us, so we wish him luck in his retirement. So, but we'll get you more information on that as we move forward here, and we'll get patient notices out and that kind of thing as well. So that's all I had, unless you guys have questions.
We're gonna have a retirement party
for him. Yep. If he so chooses.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
So good morning. So just an HR update. New hires, we were able to hire two benefited CNA positions. That helps kind of relieve some of the pressure on the RN floor and the hospital floor, and then we were also able to hire a casual RN for the month of January. So we had a couple new hires, which was great, and then one termination, which was a casual RN due to relocation. So Still for open positions, we just have those RN, LPN positions. So we are continuing to recruit for that. We have postcards going out in the next couple weeks to all addresses in Murray County that have an LPN or RN license. So they will be receiving a postcard with our information, and hopefully we can gather a few applicants that way. I attended a couple different career fairs. I went to SDSU in Worthington last month and had good turnout, spoke to a lot of kids. I believe one of them from SDSU has applied for the internship program. So continue to review the applicants that we receive. And that's through the Southwest Minnesota Privacy Industry Council. So,
do we know how many of our young people are in college, right, are going to school, are going for RN or anything?
It's kind of hard.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We just reach out to the colleges. I don't know if we can get a list. Does this high school know?
We don't have a specific list. We try to keep track of folks that we know that are going into the medical field or in nursing.
Right.
Yeah.
But nothing that's like a definitive list or a Christmas list, as we would call it.
It changes rapidly.
Yeah.
Right. From high school, I mean, a lot of people, kids change their minds as far as what fields they're going to go into. But
well, at graduation time, there's all these scholarships that are given out.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Christine Lockwood might be a good resource to just try to find out if there's kids that are showing interest and looking for those scholarships to go into the medical field.
Yeah, and the hospital does give a scholarship to the Slayton School and the Fuller School, and they do have to be pursuing a medical or some type of medical degree. That could change, obviously, over 4 years. But so we do see a lot of those applicants, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. And Monica, they teach a careers class too, so I know she's got some contacts there too, with some of those students. But yeah, it's just a few years before we get them back usually too. Otherwise, that's pretty much all I have.
Do we have any kind of a summer work program or any positions they could college students?
Yep, I mean, the internship program has been a big opportunity through the county, but we've also historically done CNAs. So, before the internship program, that was a big piece. So, if you were, a lot of times they would be pursuing their RN license, they'd come back and be the CNA for the summer just to get experience in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, actually, Brooklyn's not in the room, but she was one. She was a CNA back in the day when she was in college and then came back to be our RN. Courtney has been another one.
And we've got a couple CNAs right now that are in high school that they may pursue that down the road too. So
I think we had three contacts last summer that were all in our inner programs that were CNAs for us.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Our website had 1,500 active users in the month, which is a 3.6% increase, and our overall views were at 3,500. Our event count was at 10,000, so that's any type of interaction on the website, so if you're on there and you click on six different things, that's going to count as six different event counts. Facebook views were up by 21.3%, our reach was up by 22.5%, and our interactions did decrease a little bit by 26.8%. Our link clicks did increase by 17%, and most of those were either going to be you were clicking to call us or go to the website. You can see the different things we posted for in the month as well. Our page follows did increase by 200%. We gained 12 new followers in the month. I know. Our Instagram views increased by 154.1%, and then we did gain two new followers on there, which that social media is a little harder. Not as many of our people are on Instagram as much. Our LinkedIn, our impressions decreased by 5.6%, and our reactions increased by 41.2%. We did gain eight new followers on there, which is a 33.3% increase. I did put on here too, compared to our competitors right now on LinkedIn, we are sitting at 77.3% higher at posting 13 times for the month, and our engagement sits at 61.5% higher at 7% overall. Our Google Ads drove in 116 clicks and 2,700 impressions. The ad showed the most so far in the 35 to 44 age group in our area, which I think is a good market to be hitting. Our January email campaign had an open rate of 38.5 0.57%. I am trialing a new email campaign that should be easier for me to use and easier to send out and schedule things. With newspapers, we highlighted a chart span, well child exams, wellness center, physical therapy. And then we also did chart span and advanced care planning on the radio stations. Mara mentioned the postcards that are being sent out. Those are supposed to be beginning of March hitting everybody's houses. And then we will be attending the Spring Expo, which is formerly the Farm and Home Show and ECI Family Fair, which will be on March 15th. That's all I have.
Is there a link on our website to my chart?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. They could go to the website to schedule an appointment?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so I had presented our 2025 coffee plan and our health equity strategic plan last month. So hoping you guys had time to look over that and just him requesting approval for those two documents.
So you need a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
And that was all I had today.
Are you doing Monica too? Or no?
Well,
Monica didn't have a report, so Monica, as a suggestion, is wondering, so she's done the same report for 16 years now, and just wanting to know, is it valuable, is there anything else that you guys would like to see? Generally, what she does is get an update from all the other ancillary departments and combines it. But she just wants to make sure the information is, it takes her some time to do it, and if it's valuable to the board, and I think that's something we all want to evaluate. We've all had the same reports for a lot of years, and just making sure it's what the board wants and what you guys need to do your jobs as well. So if there's suggestions, Monica will certainly take them. You know, if it's on a monthly basis, sometimes there's not a lot of updates if it's more on a quarterly basis, but you know, most of the time she talks about kind of nursing floor, surgery, respiratory therapy, ambulance, lab, and x-rays, kind of her updates. So, but if there's certain things that you guys would like to see, she would more than welcome that and provide that moving forward. So, did I cover that well, Amber?
I think so, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's hard without having an example. And maybe we try a few different things and you can tell us good, bad, or otherwise. You know, I think as we change things up, we're hoping to kind of get away from so much paper and, you know, making it more.
I think she's the one that might know what would be pertinent and relevant.
Yeah, okay.
And would it be less encumbersome for her to just do it quarterly rather than having to do it monthly?
Compiling the data and that kind of stuff, it makes more, not a lot of changes month
sure.
over month, but maybe quarterly
sure.
gives a little bit more value to it.
Yeah.
So maybe the data quarterly and then the soft side of it all just monthly.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it last month with the ambulance not getting their finances or whatever. I actually had reached out to a couple of my townships and they're waiting for the bills.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that if we would actually go back, they would pay them.
Okay.
Because they were all like, you know, we need an ambulance. We have something, we need it. So I'm thinking we should back bill them that they didn't get, was it 1 or 2 years they didn't get?
It was 23 and 24. We did collect from a few,
okay.
just randomly. I suppose it was in their budget and they just
sure, they just sent it in. But I talked to some of them, they're like, we're waiting for that bill and we'll pay it.
Yeah. So it's coming to the commissioners next week for approval. and then that, once you guys give the approval, the letters will go out. But we were only going to do
I would go back.
Go back. So we
well,
can
I got to tell you.
Township.
Yeah. Wear my township hat here. I think Mason Township would squawk.
Some will maybe squawk. Some will just pay it. And
well, it's worth a discussion.
But you had it in your budget, is what I'm saying. It was in the budget, so it was budgeted.
What Luke and I talked about is the thorough review of is the amount that's being billed appropriate.
So we haven't changed the rate ever.
Forever.
Ever.
So it's been the same rate, the $10 per community member or $35 per section.
Higher jumped like 100% in the last year, you know, so. I'm not telling you that to do that, but I'd almost rather see some equalization of the amount, which can be similar to back billing, you know. But puts you on a more positive track. I can see billing last year's, because it's early in this fiscal year. But to go back 2 years, I don't know. I mean, maybe some will pay it and some would say, well, come and talk to us.
And Jenny and I can attend those township or the city councils too if people have questions. You know, it is what it is.
Sure.
But that'll be coming to the commissioners for a while.
So next meeting dates, any conflicts with March 24th, 26th? I feel like this we can look at.
I believe, I'm trying to think, Jackie said she was out, I believe, next month.
She's out, but she's gonna be providing an address.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Do it.
And, yeah, Jerry should be back next meeting. Dale said he will be here. Gang all back together.
It's not. Are we doing?